MTPIV. The government has launched the fourth medium-term plan, MTPIV, 2023 to 2027, a five-year plan that is aligned to the bottom-up economic transformation agenda, BETA, with the aim of turning around the country's economy. The plan sets a target to elevate the country's gross domestic product, GDP, growth to 7.2% by the fiscal year 2027-2028, a significant increase from the 4.8% recorded in 2022. Speaking during the launch of the 4th Medium-Term Plan County Dissemination Forum for Wajir County, Culture and Heritage Principal Secretary, PS, Umi Bashir underscored the plan's alignment with long-term development goals extending to 2063. Bashir said central to MTPIV are key sectors including agriculture, micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs, housing, healthcare, and digital infrastructure, noting the government plans substantial investments in these areas to catalyze economic growth and foster inclusive prosperity. President Ruto, in remarks delivered by the PS, outlined specific infrastructure initiatives integral to the plan's execution. This includes the construction of 6,000 kilometers of new roads nationwide, upgrading over 101,000 kilometers of existing roads, and installing 277 footbridges to enhance connectivity and mobility across Kenya. Furthermore, plans are in place to build 1 million affordable housing units, lay 4,600 kilometers of high-voltage transmission lines, and expand the national fiber-optic network by an additional 100,000 kilometers. Beyond infrastructure, the government pledges significant reforms aimed at bolstering judicial independence, enhancing law enforcement efficiency, and curbing predatory lending through initiatives like the Hustler Fund. The plan also prioritizes social initiatives such as the expansion of the Women Enterprise Fund and the provision of subsidized fertilizer to farmers, aimed at boosting agricultural productivity and supporting rural livelihoods. In education, the government aims to improve access and quality by recruiting 56,000 teachers and launching the National Open University at Konza Technopolis, with an initial enrollment of 1,000 students. Healthcare reforms under MTPIV include the enactment of the Social Health Insurance Act, 2023, to achieve universal health coverage, supported by the rollout of primary healthcare networks and the deployment of 100,000 community health promoters. President Ruto emphasized the plan's commitment to fostering employment through investments in special economic zones and industrial parks, as well as facilitating market access for MSMEs. In his remarks, Wajir County Commissioner Kuruku Ngumo said the plan focuses on inclusivity and local empowerment. He pointed out that Wajir's unique challenges and opportunities require tailored solutions that align with the broader national objectives. We are committed to working closely with both levels of government and our local communities to ensure that the benefits of this plan are felt throughout Wajir, said Ngumo. The county commissioner encouraged local leaders and residents to actively participate in the implementation process, stressing the importance of community feedback and collaboration.